This tape is Alistair Pearson. Alistair Pearson.
Begin to it, sir. How did you come to join?
In the first place.
Because you were in the HLI, weren't you?
Yes. Well, we asked for volunteers. We asked for volunteers for special service.
Right.
First was the basis of the band, you didn't really know. You didn't ask specifically for volunteers for parish mentors. But you were interviewed in London, as is usual, by Richard Gale, General Richard Gale, and he interviewed me and all the whole house, and he said I was suitable. And as I was at the door, he said, of course, you're going to have to parachute. The last thing crossed my mind. I was Italian there. Yes.
Were you?
Yeah. But then I was passed to London on the top.
Yeah.
Did you,
when you joined, was it 11 SAS Battalion? Was it 1st Battalion by then?
It had just, or the 1st Battalion had just been formed.
Right.
1st, 2nd and 1st were forming at that period.
Right. And so Eric Down was the CEO.
Eric Down was sure.
Yeah. What was he like as a CEO?
Very good.
Yes.
Yeah. No, very much older than most of us.
Yeah.
A dedicated regular soldier, but very dedicated.
Had he been in the First World War as a soldier?
No.
He wasn't quite old enough, though.
No.
No. Right. And he was pretty tough, wasn't he?
He was pretty tough, but he was very fair.
Yes.
And he looked after his own.
Yeah, right.
If he was in trouble, he looked after him.
Then James Hill took over.
Yes.
Yeah. There were a number of operations that were cancelled, like Dieppe and so on.
Dieppe was cancelled.
Right.
Vest was cancelled. Nothing else. We spent a lot of time preparing for operations that were cancelled. Some of them. As an aeroplane veteran, one of them.
Right, right. And so that must have been very... Was that tricky for morale and so on?
Yeah, yes, it was quite good training.
Was it?
We learned a lot from it. I don't think you do it very much. First battalion was a funny battalion. In that... It was really a mercenary battalion,
right,
if you like to put it that way. And we had every major of the British Army was represented.
Yeah.
We had a high proportion of public schoolboys and the ranks.
Yeah.
And we had a number of great officers.
Were they?
All the bigger officers. And the Air Force. I had the Air Force officer. Men who had fought in the Spanish War,
right?
Yeah. Sergeant Two in the Fallen Eagle.
Right, right.
So it was a very, by on age, all the company sergeant majors were regular soldiers. But in these days, put them down to 38, 40.
Right, right.
So very much older. And they could take, you like to say, disappointments easier.
There were some ex-officers who'd been, cashiers and things like that. I mean,
yes.
Who'd misbehaved and gone and joined in the ranks again.
Oh, just Mr. Sellers.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they took some handling, I think, didn't they?
Yes, they did. to fed him on the strip of the little sardine.
Right. Right. Did you remember the time when Richard Gale lined up all three battalions to watch a demonstration drop by the Royal Air Force instructors when a lot of them actually injured themselves on the drop? Someone was telling me about that the other
day. I think I'll tell you what you think, well. The first time that a drop at the
Evelyn. At Evelyn, yeah.
George C. Martin. We got the company.
Right.
And some riders with him.
Right.
I was a U.S. safety officer. And I went to Point Burning and said, no way can we go. And I said, I went forward to the rock because George C. Martin was standing there, and we did have, we'd over 50% casualties. And you're quite right what you say there. There was a woman in the tower. Now, I know one of the first battalions, they're spectators, because the gliders were in amongst us. I was the mortar sergeant, his head cut off. And there was casualties from the gliders. Not landing on the LZ, but landing amongst fortune, the soldiers, the spectators. Not the border war.
Right.
I think that is the one.
That's why I think that, yeah. Right.
That was it. That was Everly.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there wasn't Tatton Park.
No, that was Everly.
Right.
And that would be in beginning of 42, the early spring of 42.
Just after the Americans had come into the war.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can we now jump ahead to North Africa? The battalion went out by sea.
Out by sea, yeah.
And you thought that you were going to draw a... You would total open...
We were briefed.
Briefed for somewhere else.
We were briefed for Operation Torch.
Yeah.
Which was a... We were going to go outside Tunis.
Yeah.
But we were briefed that there'd be a 4 days briefing on the boat.
Right.
We went in Algiers. We spent the night in the zoo in Algiers. The next day we went to the barracks. Well, the owners were all changed.
Right.
And we dropped a super armor.
Yeah.
First day we took off,
yeah,
they came back again. We had no air support, or fighter air support.
Right.
But we got by Americans in Dakota.
Right. And there was only one map. And James led the first pick out, did he?
He had the first cigarette, right. He wanted to go up and forth the election.
Right.
I know the map I had, I only set the command, I know the map I had, I stretched from around to Alexandria. Much as you imagine the scale was.
And you, the first time, the op was cancelled, wasn't it? The aircraft turned
back. Came back.
And in fact, am I not right in saying the first time, you and a rear party had to stay behind to get them away.
Yeah.
And then you came on the second drop.
The second drop.
And there was one casualty on the first drop.
One casualty. Well, we're
on
the second drop.
On the second drop.
The first time the set off, it was only a wave off. A couple of hours to get back again.
Right.
Because Luther had it with Jarvis and Fighters.
Right.
Jarvis had it. We took two up there. And confidential. We just get back here and run into Joy the next day and pull this out.
Right. And then, first that drop, there's one man
one
killed.
One man was killed here at the far right.
Right.
But one of the more valuable members moved his leg with Dickie DeLore, who was there really as a liaison officer in the first battalion of the flesh.
Right.
And he was carted off.
Right.
Off to hospital and then was off again.
And he was the LO with the French.
He was the LO, our LO, to
help
the division of the fair.
Yeah.
Because at that particular time, we had no idea what side the French were coming on.
Right.
The whole thing was so fluid.
Yeah.
Actually, when we landed in Sukarama, we had no idea the reception was going to get. Because it was the airfield was in the hands of the French. And the actual troop he takes her. And if they had turned nasty on us, it would have been a lot of pillars on us. I mean, they could have decimated us. Well, the offer he's there.
Right.
Actually, we were so many families.
And as I remember from reading the accounts, you had to go to the funeral of the chap who was killed.
Quite right.
There were thousands of spectators.
It turned out in strength. A very hot afternoon. Myself and Assistant Adjutant, we followed this cortege to the all the funeral grounds of outside the towns and countries. We followed this cortege, carrying all our equipment with us.
Yeah.
For about 2 miles. Then very nice few paths, I should say, with about 500 people we rode back in the house.
Did you?
We used it, I know.
Then the battalion went into Beja.
The battalion, when we landed on the particular day we landed on, the battalion that night moved up to Beja.
Right.
And spent the night on the hills above Beja.
Right.
Well, funny enough, we'd all be there for pneumonia. This is still a call. The next day, the battalion moved down into Beja. I arrived by train. James Hill had one of these golden ideas and ordered to encourage the French, because it was a general French general invasion battalion. We marched up into Beja, the top of the hill, and back up again. The next time we marched in with full equipment, and it worked. It was one of these things we had done off. I mean, we were so bemused that we had said it was spent just about 500. We were impressed with the hope we were well over 1,000.
And it worked.
And it worked.
It worked.
The last time we dragged up two damnos into the session.
Can you describe how James Hill got wounded? I mean, that operation there, and then you took
over. before that.
Right.
We did. We're getting a certain amount of intelligence put on the pension of the else.
Right.
And with you, had a job as well. Mm. There was another called the Gather.
Yeah.
Who made yourself out.
Right.
Carrying sacks in the back, huge. was a few groups of engineers. I was only two or three that went they to a pure group. The squadron commander, Chapman, the school of me,
yeah.
He was killed. Second commander was killed. There was a fearful loss of skill. That was the start of it.
Right.
And then came someone very stupidly. I was born in a fire pipe with the Italian, because when we got there we found it wasn't Germans, it was Italians.
Yeah.
And he shot the point blank as near as I am to you.
Right. And the adjutant was
and the adjutant was also shot
through the nose.
With his nose.
Right.
By the firewall.
Right.
The fighting died down. We won the battle because the towns weren't particularly keen in the war at all.
Right.
I was fixed for the tackle of the dying CO. I got the war adjutant. And I not made any other casualties. Except for the engineers, and most of them were passed the line of the tunnel.
Right.
And what we did do, I left the control there to watch the bridge to see if they did come back. It was James Hill and the adjutant on a three-wheel horse and bike, which had acquired. Books were back to back on it, and we drove then down the railway line. You can imagine what that was like. It was steep enough to suffer. We were up fortunate in that city that here. We had some transport, and we had our field ambulance in Beja.
Right.
With a very good sergeant.
Yeah.
that particular time, Blade Force was formed.
Right.
Under De Cowell.
Sure.
And that consisted of the one ballot, the secretary, the vice, it usually is, a light battery, and a squadron of the Belfast, not the Sinti Jimmy Bus, 12 punches.
What was the object of Blade Force?
We then moved forward. I flew the gap to sitting in the front or sitting in the rear. I, once you moved through the hills, there was a big plain. And we held this an area, really, I guarding this particular gap.
Yeah.
And the big hills on the other side was the Trump Gap, where the Hampshire was written off.
Yes, right.
We were there for about 10 days. Then the whole line was withdrawn.
Yes.
Back. You want to jab and pressure in the south.
Right.
We were withdrawn. Another week. We were in various positions of over and that, or out of data in that particular area. Then we were going back to Algiers. It was operation. We were going to drop around Marseilles.
Then the right flank of the First Army.
Yeah.
Were you in contact with Eighth Army at all? Were
they
sort of
not
over there?
No.
This would be what, sort of early January, was it?
Yeah. And we did a lot of patrolling there. Also from there. We climbed Jebel Mansour. We attacked him.
Can you tell me about that? Was the first big battle, wasn't it?
That was the first big battle. I was ordered to take Jebel Mansour.
Right.
And this was supposed to go into a deep waste.
Where was it in relation to? Where was it?
Amiga is not a platform, as I call it, death rail. Now, it was down at Pont de Par.
Right.
And we were in there.
Right.
I mean, but when I say that, that's Pont de Par. Pont de Par was, we were about the best part of the 3 or 4 kilometres of the ridge.
Right.
We tore up all the power over there. There was this road here which we could see the whole time. And we could see a bit of this road.
Yeah.
I mean, we could actually hit. We had a 76 fuel wagon behind us. We used to take the guns forward.
Right.
So we could Mansour is in here.
Right, right.
And that's illegal there.
Yeah, right, right. Got it.
We were supposed to capture Mansour.
Right.
Then go on to illegal.
Right.
Mansour was held, and so was illegal.
Yeah.
We were given up 48 hour notice.
Yeah.
The night before,